Simon & Schuster Audio presents We Are the Light by Matthew Quick. Read by Luke Kirby.
For the wise and generous Jungian who finally got me to click my heels together three times, thank you. Vocatus atque non vocatus, Deus aderit. Invoked or not invoked, the God is present. Written on Carl Jung's headstone. 1. Dear Carl, first, I want to apologize for coming to your consulting room even after receiving the letter saying you were no longer practicing and therefore could no longer be my or anyone else's analyst. I realize that your consulting room is connected to your home, and since you've stopped practicing, it's probably become part of your house now, making it off limits to me. I was on autopilot. Every Friday night at 7 p.m. for almost 14 months. That's a hard habit to break. And Psyche kept saying, "Go, Carl needs you." Which was initially confusing because I'm the analysand and you are the analyst, so I'm supposed to need you and not the other way around. But you always told me to listen to Psyche, and that the goal of analysis was to individuate to know the self well enough to align with it. Well, my Psyche really wants a relationship with you. It keeps saying you need my help. Also, Darcy told me to keep going to analysis, and I just generally wanted to go as well. I've really missed our weekly analytic container, our 2 hours, Friday nights. It was hard to manage everything without our sessions, especially at first. Many people offered to find me a new you, but I kept telling everyone I'd wait for Carl. I have to admit, I didn't initially think I'd be waiting so long. Please don't feel bad. The last thing I want to do is guilt trip you, especially given all we've been through, collectively and individually. I just want you to understand. And you always say I should tell you everything and never hold back. I too haven't been able to return to work since the tragedy. I tried a few times, but never made it out of my car. I just sat there in the faculty parking lot watching the students streaming into the building. Some would look over at me with concerned expressions, and I couldn't tell whether I wanted them to help me or if I wanted to be invisible. It was the strangest sensation. Do you ever feel that way? I'd grip the steering wheel so hard my knuckles would turn white. Isaiah, my boss and friend and principal of Majestic High, in case you forgot, if...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?